Unit 6, Students' Book, Activity 2, page 167. Imaginary and real forms of transport. How do these people get to different places? Listen and read.
At Hogwarts, a prestigious school of witchcraft, Harry Potter learned how to fly a broom. By the end of the first school year, all students could ride on broomsticks.
In 1908, Robert Peary led an expedition to the North Pole. The men travelled on foot, on skis, and by dog sledges, each pulled by 10 dogs. On April the 6th, 1909, they reached the top of the world.
The magic carpet flies Aladdin up to Jasmine's balcony to talk to her. He takes her on a flying carpet ride. They soon fall in love. Would you like to travel from place to place on a magic carpet?
In the past, messengers delivered messages. They travelled on foot or on horseback. The most famous messenger is probably Pheidippides. In the Persian-Greek War, he ran from Marathon to Athens, about 42 kilometres away, to carry the news of the Greek victory. Centuries later, the modern Olympic Games introduced a marathon race.
Icarus and his father Daedalus wanted to escape from the island of Crete by flying. Daedalus collected feathers and made wings for himself and Icarus. He fastened the wings together with wax, but Icarus flew too close to the sun so that the wax melted and he fell and died.
The Pony Express delivered mail by horseback. There were 190 stations along the 3,200-kilometre route, 400 horses and 80 riders, including Buffalo Bill.
The largest desert animal is the camel. It is called the ship of the desert. For centuries, traders used camels to carry goods across deserts. They can travel 150 kilometres per day. Would you like to travel by camel? When you visit a desert country, for example, Tunisia, you must travel through the desert with a real camel caravan.
Martin Kerpan smuggled salt from Trieste to Carniola on a worn-out old horse, Little Mare.